Silwan is a predominantly Palestinian district in East Jerusalem. It is overcrowded and lacks public amenities such as children's playgrounds. Sewage overflows from the gutters and cables hang low overhead. Yet Israeli settlers covet Silwan because they believe it is where the ancient city of David once stood. It is near the site of the Haram al-Sharif Mosque, one of the holiest sites in Islam. It is also claimed by Jews who refer to it as Temple Mount. I'm here to meet Ra'ed Basbous. He's just returned from Friday prayers at the Haram al-Sharif Mosque. We stood on a hill overlooking his home. He lives there with his wife and four children for now. He was served with an eviction notice back in 2015.
It's somehow difficult to express our feelings after we know that in one day it's possible that we will lose our home that we live since 40 years.
Initially, Ra'ed wasn't aware it was the right-wing settler group Ateret Kohanim that launched legal proceedings against him.
We suffer a lot of difficulties these days in this village, Silwan, because the settlement and the settlers here. For example, now my kids, for example, too, they are not feeling safe going outside to the shop near the home because of the guardmen of the settlers, because of the clashes that can happen in any time.
I'm in Batn al-Hawa, a neighborhood in Silwan. 47-year-old Zuhair al-Rajabi lives here in a modest house. His next-door neighbors are Israeli settlers. Armed guards tasked with protecting settlers patrol night and day. Zuhair says his children are afraid of the guards. He's convinced the settlers are given access to information on Palestinian homeowners illegally by the Israeli authorities.
We have received 84 eviction orders, which affect nearly 700 residents. This is despite the fact that these families are refugees. They were expelled in the past from their homes in different areas. Now they are being forced to leave once again.
While the evictions are being spearheaded by right-wing Israeli settler groups, they are being contested by Palestinians and left-wing Israeli activists. I'm back in Batn al-Hawa, where Zuhair has a meeting with Hagit Ofran.
The court cases will now go as fast as the settlers can in order to kick the Palestinians out.
Hagit is one of the left-wing activists campaigning against Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Hagit is a campaigner for peace now. She gathers information from Palestinians faced with eviction and rights reports.
All this area is very delicate. We are in Silwan. There are settlers just behind us that are trying to buy houses, that are using other legal means in order to take over properties. And there is also the authorities that don't allow any construction, and there is the threat of demolition of homes. So these people here around the old city are living under huge amount of pressure, and the government of Israel, unfortunately, instead of promoting peace, is promoting this pressure and this conflict.
The troubles in Silwan date back decades to when the Israeli parliament decided that Jewish properties in East Jerusalem lost in the 1948 war can be reclaimed. The same law, however, was not applied to Palestinian landowners who lost properties in that war and under similar circumstances in West Jerusalem. Settlements are illegal under international law and are considered as an obstacle to peace between Palestinians and Israelis. I'm Ibrahim Husseini for RFI in Silwan, East Jerusalem.